Yeah, something, anything. What we really need to do is just start a t-shirt store for these people and just grift off them and just make money hand over fist, because some cheap, shitty AI art and knowing all the slogans these people say would be great. It'd be absolutely great. Ah, man.
So, one bit of news, I mean, not really news, but just something funny that happened. Did you guys hear about Kristi Noem, doing a screw you guys, I'm out of here in the middle of a Senate hearing?
Yeah. Oh, cause she got crushed so badly because the Democrats just set her up with so many vicious things. Like the biggest of which was, they were like, Secretary Noem, have you not deported any U.S. veterans? And she's like, no, we haven't deported any veterans. He's like, you're sure about that? She's like, yeah. And he's like, now patching in live from Korea, military veteran who you deported to Korea. His family's very upset about that. Hey, veteran, how you feel? And he's like, not great. In Korea. Don't want to be here. Loved being in America. Got picked up and thrown across the globe for no fucking reason. And Kristi Noem is doing the Rodney Dangerfield collar tug and the sweat's pouring down.
And I was seeing all these excuses for it. They're saying, you know, he was deported on a drug conviction. So I'm like, okay, but that wasn't the question. The question was, have you deported a veteran? She said, no, this guy's a veteran. You can't, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter why he was deported. She was caught lying barefaced.
Right. That's the whole thing.
Either she lied or she didn't know, and neither of those are good.
Exactly. Oh, I mean, that's the thing with Trump that is so enraging, and that this is what us snarky liberals on the internet have been screaming about, is the entire argument that people had about the Biden administration and why the Biden dementia truther logic was that this doddering old man wasn't really running America. We don't know who the shadowy cabal that was actually controlling our great nation was. And then these people are interviewing Trump and they're like, hey, Mr. Trump, you pardoned this guy who was trafficking literal mountains of cocaine in America. And Trump was like, I don't even know anything about that. And they're like, but you fucking pardoned him. And they're like, yeah, some people came up to me. They told me that Obama and Biden railroaded that guy, and I fucking hate Obama and Biden. So they railroaded him. So I pardoned him because, I mean, I got to do a bro a solid if evil Obama and Biden were mean to him. And then the interviewer's like, do you know anything about what fucking happened? Or did you just take the word of someone who told you that Obama and Biden railroaded the guy? And he's like, I took their word for it. Why would they lie to me? And so it's just this thing where the president, who wields the literal power of life and death over people that have been convicted for crimes, is literally just told, sign this. Yo, Mr. President, here's a piece of paper. Put your John Hancock on it. And Trump's like, why? And they're like, don't ask questions. And Trump's like, oh, I'm sorry. And just like signs it. I mean, that's our alpha male Giga Chad president. Just pardoning people, not even knowing why he's pardoning them.
Yeah, but he signed that pardon with his own hand.
Yes.
No auto pen in sight.
Right. Which is, like, again, the most ridiculous thing in the world, because he pardoned all the January 6ers, in the first, 2 minutes of his presidency. Don't think he got out 1,000 signatures in 2 minutes.
That's why his hand's bruised from signing everything without the auto pen.
Right. Oh, if only that was their excuse. But what Steph just said segues smoothly into our next segment, President Trump Death Watch. I'll have to ask DJ Minimal Effort for some music there. He'll get back to me in 2 years. That's why he's DJ Minimal Effort. But yeah, we actually had a press conference today, and Carol Levine was asked by some reporter who will be found in a gutter soon. Yo, press secretary lady, why is Trump's hand so bruised and bandaged? And she actually just said, you know what? Fuck you. I'm still doing it. I'm still going to look you dead in the fucking eye. Me, you. This is a audio format, but just imagine me doing the pointing at my eyes and pointing at your eyes. The look at me, I'm the captain now. Imagine that's happening. And that's what Caroline Levine did to that person, and then just stared them dead in the eyes and said, "It's because he shakes so many hands."
Also, her last name is Levitt.
Yeah, Levitt, whatever. I will not get her name right. Fuck her. She doesn't deserve it. Levitt, Levine, Lysol, whatever. Carolyn Lysol.
I say so, she's. Yeah. And you would think she might have come up with a new excuse by now besides the handshake thing, but I guess she's too busy trying to throw her deported cousin under the bus or whatever the hell that relative was, her sister-in-law or something.
Yeah, I haven't followed up on, but yeah. But I mean, this is.
Yeah, apparently someone asked her about it and she was like, "She's a criminal. She can go to hell."
The family that crimes together doesn't stay together.
And I replied, "They are deporting their own relatives. You are not safe."
Exactly. Exactly. But I mean, this was the thing. They're still going with the fucking handshake shit, which is such an obvious lie that if you're a journalist, if you're on TV, if you're anyone who's a talking head in our media, they're telling you, go fuck yourself. They're laughing in your face. They're mocking you. You should not tolerate this. You should be upset about this. And you should actually start digging into what is really going on. You should start looking into why this is happening to the president. And so what is now floating all over the internet is that Trump is being given a IV medication for Alzheimer's. The leaders in the clubhouse are
adrenochrome.
No. Okay. I wish. Oh no. We actually deal in reality here. QAnon would never accuse Trump of getting the chrome, because that would ruin their LARP. But there are two IV medications, Leqembi, Leqembi, not even using the U after Q there, that's cute, and Kisluna, Kisunla, and those are they're treatments that they don't actually prevent Alzheimer's or cure it, but what they do is they slow. What'd you say?
I said there's no cure for Alzheimer's.
Right, there's no cure for Alzheimer's. But what these drugs do is they slow the progression of the disease. They let you buy more time before the disease actually conquers your brain.
Hey, let's see some close-up shots of Bruce Willis's hand and compare him to Donald Trump's hand.
Well, I mean, Bruce is so far gone, I don't think they would even bother using that treatment on him at this point. Okay. I mean, Bruce is, and that's the thing is, these drugs are for early Alzheimer's. And, so basically, the Leqembi says, no, it is not a cure, but it is the first traditionally approved treatment that addresses the underlying biology of Alzheimer's and changes the course of the disease in a meaningful ways. In early stages, another treatment has also received traditional approval. By slowing progression of disease when taken early in the stages of Alzheimer's, individuals have more time to participate in daily life and live independently. And the things about this drug is that you have to take an IV of it once every 2 weeks. And also, they like to do MRIs to make sure that it is not causing brain bleeds, which is one of the side effects of the drug. And people have been pointing out that very easily could have been why the president was out of sight for a week, was that one of the treatments led to a little blood on the old brain of the God Emperor, and they had to keep him nice and sedated for a week while they cleared that up. So, and this is what happens when you don't level with people and you're dishonest. You invite speculation like this about what's really going on.
And it drives me nuts because, you know, it fuels all kinds of conspiracism, but it's like, that's all we got. All we can do is look at these dribs and drabs and draw our own conclusions.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And I got somebody decided that it's better just to keep it all quiet. Like it's like the tax thing all over again, that it's, you know, that the heat he's getting for not releasing the taxes is better than what would happen if we knew what was in his taxes.
Oh yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, what gets me, and I've said this before, but they were like, oh yeah, his swollen ankles are because of a circulatory issue. They were totally okay with that. And then people were like, what about his hand? And they were like, I'm going to lie to you about his fucking hand. And it's like, why? You were honest about the ankles. Why can't you be honest about the hand? And at this point, like, it's becoming more and more obvious that if they told us the truth about the hand, people would say, oh, well, then he needs to resign, or Vance needs the 25th Amendment him. Because if the president is actually in the quote-unquote early stages of dementia or Alzheimer's, he can't be president anymore. Because we're supposed to have 3 more years of this guy, and that's no bueno.
Yeah. Or whatever else might be going on with him.
Yeah.
Well, come on. We did it with Reagan.
Okay, that see, was I was thinking FDR or maybe Kennedy.
FDR, again, FDR wasn't the brain. Kennedy was just racked with problems. I mean, and what's really kind of funny is he had a doctor that was literally, much like Ronnie Johnson in the Trump White House, in the early Kennedy administration, he had a doctor that was known by everybody else as Dr. Feelgood, a guy that was hooking up Kennedy with, like, fucking everything. And he got Kennedy on all kinds of shit. And what was really kind of crazy was in, like, either late 62 or early 63, they got Dr. Feelgood out of there, and they got a doctor in there that was just doing, like, actual physical therapy with Kennedy on his back and stuff like that. And Kennedy was actually feeling, like, better. He was actually, like, getting, like, in a better headspace about his chronic pain with the new doctor. And then he got killed. So, well, don't have to worry about the pain anymore. But yeah, it's, like, really kind of funny that right before his assassination, like in the month before his assassination, Kennedy's health was actually taking a turn for the better.
Dr. Feelgood is the one who killed him. He's like, if I can't have you, no one can.
No one can. Exactly. Yeah, Dr. Feelgood was like, you kicked me out of the White House, I'll put him in the ground. Yeah, he was the one who put Oswald up to it. Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Yeah. That was a thing. But and it's really crazy how we've had so many presidents lie to us about their health. I mean, Woodrow Wilson was basically not president for several months after he had his stroke, and his wife and his staff were running the country.
Was it Wilson who was like pretending to be, who was like laying in bed pretending he wasn't half dead when Congress came to visit him and see how he was doing? I know there was that was him.
That sounds right.
Yeah, there was some president that happened with where he was like on death's door, but he managed to fake it just well enough that Congress was like, okay, we'll let you keep presidenting.